beekeepers and citrus growers, more than 150 in all, attended a meeting in Lake Alfred Wednesday to look for ways to work together to keep both of their industries as healthy as possible in the face of huge problems for both. Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam made opening remarks and frames the reasons for the meeting hosted by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, which he heads.
Well, you have two real important industries in Florida who have always coexisted very, very well. And the challenge is that with the more aggressive spray programs that are being undertaken in citrus to fight greening, we are seeing an impact on hives. And that factor, along with other factors, has caused a real rapid decline in bee health. And so, you know, the purpose of today's meeting is to work out a better communication and coordination efforts so that beekeepers know when the spray programs will begin and end in the groves, and we'll be able to continue to coexist and continue to produce the world's best juice and the world's best honey.
I think I heard a citrus grower say maybe the best solution is to move bees away from groves until we solve HLB, and a beekeeper pretty much say the same thing. Maybe we need to get in more empty pasture land, empty lots. Is that a possible solution?
Well, I think what you heard, particularly where the land use makes it practical, is that if you have a pasture or woods or vacant lot on the edge of citrus where those bees can move in and out, that's a better situation than the traditional practice, which has been to place the hives in the middles where you have a more direct contact with these spray programs.
That's all my questions, unless any other thoughts you wanted to share.
Well, you've got a lot of great industry participation here today, and I'm confident that their ideas, greater communication, and hopefully a new technology application that we're going to roll out that facilitates that better communication will contribute to the health and vitality of both industries.
I think that's a smartphone app, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, we've been rolling out a couple of these. It's something that's been a real priority of mine to have affordable technology that we can push out into the hands of the growers, and this most recent application will allow beekeepers and growers to identify the placement of hives so that they can and with contact information so that they can communicate better with one another to avoid conflict.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.